Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I was very confused by it, and so because I was just sitting in my car listening to a podcast, and all of a sudden there was a dog on my front windshield.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
So, yeah, the dog, again, named Sky, got out of its yard, jumped over.
Hang on. The dog is named Sky?
Yeah.
And it fell from the sky.
Fell from the sky, yes.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
That's the sound on the west coast of Florida as they prepare for Hurricane Milton. Milton is expected to make landfall either late tonight or early tomorrow morning, a Category 3 or perhaps a Category 4 hurricane at that time.
The current track takes it as a landfall just south of Tampa, which would be better for storm surge. But regardless, we're still forecasting up to 10 to 15 feet of storm surge in the Tampa Bay area. That is record breaking.
ABC's Melissa Griffin there. So it's also going to bring 18 inches of rain. So you're looking at nearly 2 inches of rain, 15 feet of a storm surge, which is quite remarkable. If you think about it, just how tall that is, like you're talking about covering houses in some fashion. So now everyone trying to get out of Dodge.
Surging from a Category 4 to a Category 5 storm yesterday, Milton's potential landfall zone extends across hundreds of miles. In other words, says Governor Ron DeSantis.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
Prompting him to order the largest National Guard deployment in the state's history.
So where do you go? This woman lives in Fort Myers.
I saw the evacuation order. I'm in high-rise downtown, so I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at. I got plenty of food and supplies, so I'm just going
to
stick it out.
See, that's the key. It's not even necessarily being able to survive the storm. It's wondering how long you're going to be stuck later, whether it's no power. When is the grocery store going to be back open again? When are there going to be supplies for you? How much flooding is there going to be? It's okay. Can you hang there for another week after the fact?
Even water. You know, if the water treatment facilities are flooded and the water is not drinkable or even operating.
So that woman's sticking around. This guy is also sticking around because he says he doesn't have a choice.
I mean, we can leave, but you're looking at the interstate. By the time you find a place, there's no place. You can't go to Georgia. You can't go to Carolina. So you got to go west toward Pensacola, Panama City. I'm pretty sure all that's booked.
Yeah, it's all booked. Where are you going to go? I mean, that guy, so they're riding out just because they have to. Really no place to go at the moment. So as this comes down, obviously, Vince, we've talked so much about Helene and the fact that there's already just debris everywhere because of Helene, because they weren't expecting this. They're telling people to pile different things, different places, and the city would come pick it up and all that. Well, now a lot of that debris is just out there. God knows where it's going to end up now when you have another storm come through.
It's going to end up at Disney.
And then there's this. Construction sites.
In St. Petersburg, residents near construction sites are being told to relocate. The city saying there's not enough time to secure high-rise cranes before the storm.
They can't get the cranes secured enough. So if you're anywhere near a construction site, told to get out of there. What about hospitals?
At least 10 hospitals have evacuated patients, with ambulances coming from as far as Missouri. Authorities driving through coastal neighborhoods warning people to leave while they still can. Milton is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane.
Yeah, so that's ABC's Rena Roy there reporting from Tampa.
Differing reports, too, as to how strong it will be when it makes landfall.
Yeah, we're hearing four
say three.
And three. Yep.
More recently, we've been hearing four.
Right.
It did reach Category 5 status for a while, expected to weaken before it makes landfall. I mean, to some point, it's academic, right? I mean, talking 150-mile-an-hour plus winds.
Yes.
So either way.
The effect is probably going to be very close to being the same. High three, low four, you know, it doesn't really matter.
So, again, it'll be overnight. Obviously, we'll be all over it tomorrow morning when it hits. But
this time tomorrow, we're going to be in the throes.
And to give it perspective, you're talking 15 feet. That could cover a ranch home. Also, the Tampa Bay Hospital in that area, that was fighting off the storm surge. It had the seawall, the aqua wall, or whatever they call it. That was fighting that off at 6 and 7 feet last time with Helene. Now, after dealing with the 15, God,
I think they said it maxes out at 15. So we'll see. And that's a dire circumstance for the hospital. You talk about bringing ambulances in from other states, moving them, and to your other question, moving them to where?
Yeah.
Where are their beds? Where are their available spaces? What about families?
And is there enough gas as you trek up the peninsula?
6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Get ready for Brewers TV. A change to the broadcast of Brewers games coming for next season as Diamond Sports, which produces the games now on Bally's, appears to be collapsing. Major League Baseball will be stepping in to produce and distribute Brewers games for the 2025 season.
This, we think, is a long-term play. We think this is the future of local media for Major League Baseball.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, making the announcement at American Family Field on Tuesday. So Rick says, if you got cable or satellite right now, if you've been getting the Brewers games in that way, you will get this channel, whatever it is, wherever it is. There will also be a streaming service. So it doesn't seem like materially much changes for we fans.
It may look a little bit different.
Right. And the broadcast team as well, in terms of look, that will remain intact.
The good news is all of our broadcasters are Brewers employees, so everybody's coming back. We're excited with the crew. We think we have some of the most talented groups of television announcers, whether you start with Brian and you and Bob and Sophia and Schroeder and Jeff Levering.
Now, as for the Bucks, though, which also air on Bally Sports Wisconsin, that will remain the same for this upcoming season. Future still uncertain. So the NBA has some choices to make as well, as do the Bucks. So we don't know anything about that moving forward, but we do know what it looks like for the Brewers.
Of course, you can always hear the Brewers and the Bucks right here.
Oh, baby.
On WDTMJ. As expected, the
Mets are World Series.
One win away from advancing to the NLCS. 7-2, the win over the Phillies yesterday. That's what happens when you beat the Brewers in the playoffs. Of course, you just go to the World Series. So, as expected. And, of course, Vince, your buddy Jesse Winker with the bomb.
This time Winker cranks it. It's a no-doubt shot. Upper deck, 2-0.
Fox Sports 1 with the call there. So it was such a bomb, that solo shot down the right field line, that he sat and watched it. He didn't even start running until after it landed.
He milked the moment.
Yeah, he did. Adam Amin there. Yeah, he milked the moment. He just sat and stared at it all the way down the line until it fell 400 and some feet away.
Remember when Winker was a Brewer in last year's postseason and had that offensive explosion that propelled us forward? No, you went 0-for.
Of course, Winker, not well-liked here in Milwaukee. Well, the feeling is mutual. He tells the New York Post that as far as Milwaukee goes, quote, I'll hate them forever. Jeez, man.
What, dude? What?
He tells the Post he was irked when Frankie Montas hit him in the final series of the regular season.
Okay, you don't have to like getting plunked, but.
And he said he tweaked his back trying to avoid that. So like, and he's had a disc issue in his back. So he said that really triggered him. He's like, man, he's not angry at Montas. He said, he goes, look, they tried to hit me, they tipped me. But he was upset that it tweaked his back and he was kind of PO'd about that. He also says he has no plans to ever talk to Adamas again. So whatever. We did ask Tim Dillard last week. Dillard was on the program. We asked him, like, what's wrong with it? Why does he hate us?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he was kind of well-liked, honestly, last year. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
Anyway. Padres also win. They're one win away from advancing as well. They hang on to beat the Dodgers.
Don't care. I still haven't watched the pitch. I can't get there. 6:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Come with me now. Go with me now. Make you know.
He tried to get your car in for emissions testing recently.
Ugh.
Probably better chance than not. It was a big old pain.
God, such a pain.
We changed this to make it easier, and it turned out to not make it easier.
Lines are super long. Some places don't even offer it until you pull up. They're like, oh, what are you doing?
Oh, we don't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Some places that did it originally now don't do it anymore.
Right.
What had happened was you used to take it to a DMV test site, and then we changed things to say, well, you can just take it to your mechanic or oil change place or whatever, and all these guys will do it. They'll get a little stipend from the state, and then it'll make it easier and broaden it out. But what a lot of these auto mechanics decided was, we're just not in that business.
Yeah, don't want to do it. Not it's a waste of time. It's not worth the money.
So it becomes harder and harder to get your vehicle tested. To address this, the Wisconsin DMV, and we touched on it last week when they made the announcement, they are adding locations for emissions testing, adding spots where you don't even need an appointment, and even some tests you'll be able to do yourself. Here's Debbie on how that will all work.
It wasn't too long ago that I went over the steps to renewing your vehicle's registration and getting the emissions testing done. Well, now it's going to be even easier, hopefully.
These are self-service kiosks where you can test your own emissions, and that's going to be a real benefit for motorist convenience to be able to do it at their leisure.
That's Mike Dory, the general manager for Opus Inspections. That's the company that the DMV contracts with to do the emissions testing for the vehicles in Wisconsin. He says for folks that wish to DIY this task, it's set up to be really efficient.
It's very user-friendly. It basically walks you through it.
So here's how it works.
It's touchscreen, so, you know, you're going to literally come up to the kiosk, you're going to hit touch to start, and then the door is going to open where the OBD2 cable is located. You're going to pull out that cable. The hardest part of the test is connecting that cable to your data link port on your car, you know, kind of get underneath there and plug that in. Once you do that, the car and the computer start talking to each other, and it's going to then ask you to verify a little bit of information. It'll ask you to verify your license plate number, which is important because people want to renew their registration. You got to make sure the plate is correct. The test takes about 3 minutes, and at the very end of the test, it's going to print you out a result. So it's that simple.
And there's a distinction with these that just may make a huge difference for those that don't want to wait in a line.
You can go to 87th and Brown Deer or 9300 South 27th Street right now and do those tests 24 hours a day. And between 10 and 6, Tuesday through Saturday, there's people around that can help. For those who are maybe a little intimidated, feel free to use them with some help or just come right to our regular stations as well.
Right now, those are the only two locations with the kiosks. But with enough thumbs up from the public,
the expansion potential is based upon motorist feedback, quite honestly. I think the state and us will be looking to see, you know, what the motorists think of the kiosks, and if there's positive feedback, I would imagine that there would be some expansion down the road. But, you know, we got to kind of see what people think.
They still have the standard list of garages that do the tests, as well as the VIP testing facilities if you're not into the DIY thing. A link to the list is on WTMJ.com. Oh, and one more thing.
It is for 2007 newer vehicles. So, you know, if you have an older vehicle, you would still have to go to a regular testing facility. So 2007 and newer can test at the self-service kiosk.
Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.
Ooh, VIP testing facilities. Do tell, Debbie. Mm,
very nice.
Well, vehicle inspection program.
Oh.
That's not what we want.
I'm super important to you with my...
Don't you know who I am?
2015 minivan. Yes, for that list of these different sites, we'll make it easy for you. Text DMV. DMV to the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620, and we will send you the link. MLB stepping in to make sure you can watch the Brewers next season. We'll talk about it in sports at 645.
I'm going to start with this. The dog is okay.
Okay.
The dog is okay. All right, so that's the good news of this story. A dog survives after falling from an overpass onto a moving car. This happened in Seattle. The driver, Peregrine Jones, said he realized the pooch named Sky was still alive. He immediately called 911. Here's how it went.
I was very confused by it. And so, because I was just sitting in my car listening to a podcast, and all of a sudden there was a dog on my front windshield.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
So, yeah, the dog, again, named Sky, got out of its yard, jumped over.
Hang on. The dog is named Sky?
Yeah.
And it fell from the sky.
Fell from the sky, yes. Here comes Sky coming off I-5.
She was shaking initially, very much probably in shock, and she seemed to be aware. I didn't see any signs of broken bones.
So again, she's okay. So if you're the guy who left the gate open, are you telling your spouse, so I could have sworn Sky was where she was supposed to be when I left?
I think you lead with, as you led with the story.
The dog's okay.
Sky's okay.
So
what had happened was...
So, yeah, basically just got out of the yard, they believe, and she jumped off the overpass, kind of jumped over the barricade there and kept falling and landed on this car. Actually, thankfully, probably that's what saved her life, is landing on this windshield.
Oh, dog, can you imagine what's going on in that dog brain at the time? Oh, this is going to watch this. Woo!
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Bigger drop than I had thought. 638 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The status quo prevails, or as Brett Favre once said, no change. Protests, demonstrations, public comment, point of order even, at a Wausau Common Council meeting.
Better step away. We're doing a press conference. Hey, Denny protesters and Denny supporters lined the sidewalk for over an hour, many wearing hard hats.
We support guns! We support guns!
That is a report from WAOW-TV in Wausau. Demonstrators and counter-demonstrators outside City Hall prior to a common council meeting where the issue of the hottest ballot drop box in the state was to come up before that august body. Backing up quickly to fill you in, so you heard Denny protesters, Denny supporters, Mayor Doug Denny there in Wausau, in an effort to show that the city's lone ballot drop box was not properly secured when initially placed in front of City Hall for the upcoming election, donned a hard hat and wheeled it off into his office on a dolly. For that, he is under investigation for potential election fraud by the State Department of Justice. Separate issue, though, is what to do about the box now.
I feel like you're just trying to expand this problem and make it bigger, and I feel terrible for this community that we are this divided.
It's absolutely insane. You guys are trying to penalize, and you guys are trying to kick this guy out of office, Mayor Denny here. I think he's done a fantastic job. I mean, you look at it, I don't think the clerk did her job.
First Lady was right. It has divided the community.
Because
you got folks who are saying the mayor did exactly what he was supposed to do. This guy's angry at the clerk. Other folks supporting the clerk for putting the box out, saying he overstepped his role. Sampling a public comment there in a report by WSAW-TV, also in Wausau. About two dozen people addressed the Common Council at the meeting. Now, the council was initially asked to consider removing the drop box altogether. Instead, later asked to consider enhanced security around it. Better lighting, better surveillance cameras, so leave it in place, but let's enhance security around the box. The mayor, standing in front of the council, demanding action on the proposal.
Point of order.
Thank you.
What is your point of order?
The point of order is you're out of order. It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, point of order is you're out of order. No, you're out of order.
Here we go.
So that's what happened there. So the mayor's trying to get action on his proposal. Council's not doing it. They ultimately decided, E, just not to take up the issue, which means the drop box stands as it is for now.
Well, is there a reason why they didn't take it up? Just didn't want to?
I think the point was, and why point of order is parliamentary procedure, meaning you can interrupt what's going on right now to make this point that something about the procedure is not right. So it seemed the council was suggesting that
okay.
It was improperly placed on the agenda or was not on the agenda or whatever. Either way, I mean, the mayor doesn't run the council. Council runs the council, and they didn't want to do it. So that's where they left things. It was also noted by the reporter for WSAW that many people at the meeting weren't even from Wausau.
It's amazing yes. How that happens, right?
Well, I mean, this
of course.
Story was reported in the New York Times.
Right.
Everybody, it seems, has a take on this, I guess, except for the Common Council in Wausau. They took no action one way or another. But as the Rush lyrics state, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Sports up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
For an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
They're calling it Brewers TV, new broadcast arrangement for the Brewers on television next season, as Diamond Sports, which has featured the games on Bally Sports Wisconsin, is running into severe financial troubles. The Brewers entering an agreement then with Major League Baseball to broadcast the games.
It'll be very easy for fans to find our games. That's important to us. It'll be a dedicated channel for Brewers programming and Brewers games.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, making that announcement at American Family Field Tuesday. Broadcast team, the personalities, folks we've known and loved over the years, Brian Anderson, Bill Schroeder, Jeff Levering, Sophia Minert, they will remain the same.
Okay.
And Rick says, if you've, like, where am I going to find this? Where do I have to, if you've always gotten the Brewers games on TV, you'll still get the Brewers games.
I don't know that the average fan will see much of a difference in terms of availability. Obviously, we're hoping to grow the audience and grow the reach, but if you have the cable or satellite, you will have the Brewers on cable and satellite next year. If you want a streaming product, we're going to have a tremendously high energy, high technology streaming service, subscription-based product for our fans. So,
but not YouTube TV.
Yeah, that was
at least not at the moment.
Maybe, right? But that was a Bally's thing, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully
that switches.
And they're hoping to eliminate that as well. As for the Bucks, future remains uncertain. They will remain on Bally Sports Wisconsin for this upcoming season. As for the Brewers, they hope to add programming around the channel, do more pre and post special content as well. Of course, you can hear both the Brewers and Bucks right here on WTMJ. That does not change.
Oh, baby.
A couple of quick baseball nuggets in the postseason. Yeah, Jesse Winker did it again.
He milked the moment.
Yeah, he milked the moment, Fox Sports 1. He hit a home run and sat and watched it all the way until it
landed. For a while.
Until it landed 400-plus feet later.
Well, he apparently doesn't like getting hit by pitches.
Yeah, he tells
you're going to get plunked, dude.
He tells the New York Post that he'll hate Milwaukee forever. And I think part of the issue, according to the Post, was that Winker was upset at Frankie Montes for hitting him during the regular season series finale, and it tweaked his back. He tried to, you know, like, because he jerked to avoid the pitch, and after that triggered him into anything. Anyway, okay. So the Mets are now a win away from advancing to the NLCS. The Padres also a win away from advancing to the NLCS. They beat the Dodgers late last night. And then, of course, there's Robert Saleh. So he is the head coach of the New York Jets, fired randomly in the middle of the season. I shouldn't say randomly, but you didn't expect it. So why the firing, Adam Schefter?
Woody Johnson didn't want to squander what could potentially be the last year of Aaron Rodgers' career.
Ah, so it always has to do with Aaron Rodgers. Number 8, he claims he had nothing to do with the firing, but there's talk that maybe he did. Either way,
man, that
perception is reality.
Turning out to be a coach killer.
Ah, boy, it sure seems that way.
Boy, he and Saleh were all chummy on that. what was that, Hard Knocks, right? Didn't they do the Jets? Was
yeah,
it last
yeah,
season?
They
real good pals. Everybody mm-hmm. loves each other.
They also demoted Nathaniel Hackett, Rodgers' buddy, who has been leading the 27th ranked offense.
I don't know. It's all delicious. Who whacks a coach in week 6?
Yeah, they feel like this is it. They got a great defense. They have Rodgers, so now's the time if you want to try to win, I guess.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Headline in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reads, lawyers say law keeping 12-year-old homicide suspect's case in adult court is unconstitutional. What to do with our youngest offenders who've committed serious crimes remains a question as we bring in Dr. Ken Harris, host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth and former Milwaukee police lieutenant. This is the case, Dr. Ken, I'd almost lost track of it because it's been a couple of years.
Yep.
The 12-year-old who was upset that he wasn't allowed to order something online went and retrieved a gun from the family home and killed his mom.
Right.
And
well,
this is still making
it really
its way
wasn't
through court.
That simplistic.
Not cut and dry.
Cut and dry. But the fact that a 12-year-old shot and killed his mother. Now, the flip side to that is the Slender Man girls in Waukesha were tried as adults, and they appealed, and the appeals court judge said, no, they're going to be tried as adults. So there's consistency. You know, I'm not a big fan of prosecutors and DAs and judges who, you know.
Or most people.
Always want to get promoted and, you know. But in this instance, I'm torn. I was torn for the Slender Man girls, too. You're 12, 13 years old. You have no idea what you're doing. I'm sorry. Your brain isn't fully developed till you're 25. And you're 10 years, 8 years younger than that? No. Adult court, no. Now, the only thing I can see is that the resources you would get in adult court are different from the resources you get in juvenile court, which are virtually none.
And is it accurate to say if you're prosecuted in juvenile court, once you hit 18, like, you're out, there are no further consequences after that? Can they only hold you till you're a legal adult?
Correct. But I believe in the state of Wisconsin, when it's mental health or defect, you get released at 26. But as an adult, they can hold you indefinitely.
Well, who would take this kid?
What do you mean?
Like, where would he go?
Mm-hmm. He can't go to an adult court. I mean, to an adult prison. So, I mean, he'll go to a juvenile facility.
Even if convicted in adult court.
I mean,
right,
then I got to send a 12-year-old with.
Right, right.
Yeah, and here's the weird part. He was 10 when he committed the crime. We have a law in Wisconsin where at that age, you can be tried. Even though we don't convict kids younger than, what, 11? Like, he's 10. But they still took him to court because of the type of crime that he committed.
Well, and that's the interesting thing, is you're not evaluating the age of the offender. You're evaluating the seriousness of the crime as to why it can end up in adult court. So why not try 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds for adult crimes when they shoplift, when they do whatever?
I don't think you should separate the two. Right. I think age has a lot to do with it, maturity. And just because he got tested and wasn't found to be criminally insane, that has no bearing on the fact that his brain is literally not developed.
How do we move forward with this particular case? How do you see, you think this is going to stay in adult court, and then what?
I would say watch it as close as possible. I think this is going to have a negative effect on future cases where it's an accident, but you have the same outcome, and now everybody, every kid is now going. So why do we have 17? You know, you can be tried as an adult. Well, now it's what, 12? 10? At what point does it stop? And the way society is today, people will become divided. Then they'll start to argue it. Then it'll get into the politics and the legislation. And we'll have idiotic laws on the books based on irrational fear. And that's what scares me.
Dr. Ken Harris, host of the Afternoon Show, 101.7 The Truth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.